This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, here's something ironic. President Trump is giving soybean farmers $1.65 a bushel, and the soybean basis at North Dakota terminals is $1.65 a bushel. They essentially do not want the soybeans. Beans in North Dakota are typically exported to China through the Pacific Northwest terminals as the low-cost FOB route to Asia. No soybeans going to China reverberates right back through the supply chain to the basis at North Dakota elevators. Some soybeans are being shipped from the Gulf to China too, which means that the river basis levels have tanked as well. They were 65 cents under, which is about 40 cents worse than normal. Their typical superior basis in the eastern Corn Belt flows right through the landlords and farmland values. This will make the cash rent harder to pay and put caution into farmland buyers. Some beans that were being shipped from the Gulf to other destinations in Asia, like Japan and Korea, will now come out of the Pacific Northwest, as they will have capacity since China is not in the market, and they do have the best freight rate. That means that there'll be less shipped west from the Gulf. The actual per bushel tariff aid payment is 82.5 cents on soybeans, which would only get them back up to what would have been a normal basis in North Dakota. There's been an 80-cent basis erosion to go with the $2 a bushel market loss. They are not going to plant beans in North Dakota until this trade war ends with China. The soybean market is weighing on the corn market. The corn market fundamentals are not really that bad, but the soybean balance sheet is going to be so drastically overweighted by the trade war that both wheat and corn acreage next year will be distorted by it. A source in North Dakota says that no one up there plans on planting soybeans next year. It would appear that wheat may have an astounding good soybean crop overall, which is going to add 53, 54, 55 million bushel to the carryover for every bushel they add to the average yield. China is likely prepared to prove all the bulls who think they have to come to the U.S. for soybeans before the next Brazilian harvest wrong. They will expand acres in South America, and with the weather trend tilting for El Nino, could raise a record crop. They could leave us hanging with a massive carryover above our heads for a long time. Right now, I think that farmers will sell as few soybeans as they can in store. My bet or bias is that they'll store for lower prices and worse basis. Trump may have to come with $1.65 a bushel on the second half of soybean production as the cost of the trade war inflates. Farmland values are going to erode. A farm they attempted to sell at auction in South Dakota reportedly no-sailed because of the low bid. It will take lower prices to bring investors back in. I don't think that farmers fully appreciate how bad this can get. Low soybean prices hurt incomes, but lower land prices will hurt equity, making this devaluation hard to escape one way or the other. Bankers are not going to like the deteriorating balance sheets. Trump's ag supporters buy Trump's line that while we have to go through some pain, there will be long-term gain. I think there will be gain for some sectors, maybe tech or autos, but there had better be, but not for the ag sector. It'll be very difficult when tariffs are dropped for physical ag trade to get back to where it was pre-trade war. Relationships will have changed. As I have put it before, we will lose too many billions in this trade war to get the loss back right away. Historically, it has taken a generation to recover from trade wars. The ag sector is contributing to ham to the ham and egg breakfast. Others contribute an egg and can lay more. But we are the pig that will lose a leg, and it is hard to grow back. The Brazilian real currency converts to a still very good price for soybeans there. South America will boost acreage, and if weather is normal, will produce another record crop. China is not going to want to do anything that makes Trump look good into the November election. Given the prospects for record crop, the 785 million bushel carryover is likely to increase significantly. There are no other buyers able to offset the loss of China in our soybean market. CBOT markets had no positive response to the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement announcement because none was justified. Mexico has been buying all the corn, soybeans, and other commodities that they could consume. Getting rid of the tariffs will help, but what else? The U.S.-Mexican trade agreement will likely slow Mexican GDP growth, so their commodity demand growth will moderate too. Most markets that responded positively to the USMCA did so out of relief that it was a lot better than the worst-case scenario. The deal will not be consummated until after the election, so Trump will get the political mileage out of it before that, and I frankly would not be surprised if he interjected with border issues at some point before or after the election. The deal is not done until it's closed. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at Comstock.com, or call 712-227-1110.